Okay. So you might think, what on earth has this game got to do with the belt of truth? But first of all, the belt of truth is learning about the truth. It's about learning who the truth is. So to wear the belt, you have to know the belt. And the belt is Jesus himself, because Jesus is the truth. So wearing the belt is about wearing the truth of who Jesus is around you, holding all the other armor together. So you can't wear the belt unless you know first and foremost about Jesus. Otherwise, you're just wearing an ordinary belt. In order to wear the belt of truth, you need to know the truth about Jesus. If you went to a shop, you wouldn't just kind of go to a clothes shop, shut your eyes and just choose a random belt. It might be the wrong size. It might be, for me, I might pick a woman's belt by mistake. You need to go to the right shop in order to buy the right belt. You wouldn't go to a clothes store to buy a life belt. So in order to wear the belt of truth, which is a piece of armor, we need to know about Jesus. So let's have a look at a few of these statements. We start with, in him, all things are held together. So all things are held together by Jesus. What on earth does that mean? Who is he? How does he hold all things together? That's an amazing truth. And just have a little think about what it means. What it means for you and your family and your friends. Does it mean, if he holds all things together, does it mean that he holds us down to the earth because he controls gravity? Yes, it does. So if all of a sudden he was to decide, I'll get rid of gravity, we'd all be gone. Because he holds all things together. Does it mean, if he holds all things together, he puts breath in our lungs? Yes, it does mean that. So if he decided, oh, I'll stop that, we'd all die in an instant. So when it says that Jesus holds all things together, he was there at the beginning creating everything and making sure that life worked. All the science behind everything, Jesus holds it all together. He is in control. All things are held together by Jesus. That truth is worth knowing, because if you wear the belt, if you wear Jesus, the armor of God, suddenly you've got this truth in place. Oh, my breath comes from him. Or the world goes around, it ticks because of him. He's that vast, he's that big. He was there from the beginning. What about these statements about he's the way? He's the truth. He's the life. Well, let's start with he's the way. He shows us how to live. He became human and emptied himself of all divine privileges. He made himself nothing and became a human being and a servant at that. So if you want to know what the way is, it's about becoming a servant. It's about emptying yourself. Who is he? Well, he's the way because he lived in the right way. He lived in the right way. He served others. The first disciples were called followers of the way. So they literally tried to model their life on the way a human being lived. They didn't just pray. They didn't just believe in him. They sought to model their life on the way that he lived. So if he was a servant, they were to be servants. If he was to wash feet, they were to wash feet. So he embodied being the way. So this isn't just how you get a ticket to heaven. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So if I believe those things, I get to go to heaven if I've got that ticket. It's much deeper than that. It's about Jesus showing you the way to live by emptying himself of everything and becoming a servant. You can only live like this if you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And that was a vital part of Jesus's emptying. He emptied himself and then he was filled by the Holy Spirit in order for him to live a perfect life. Jesus lived a perfect life. The truth, wearing that armor around us, is the truth is Jesus lived a perfect life as a perfect human being. So he is the way. He is the truth. You never catch Jesus telling a lie. He never ever told a lie. Look straight through the Bible, examine his life. You'll never find a lie. That's why he can be trusted. So when you wear this belt, you can trust him because he is the truth. He doesn't just tell the truth. He is the truth. He lived out that truth on the earth. Even when it didn't seem to be an advantage to him, he still lived out that truth. So he stood up for the truth, even when his life was in danger. So, you know, when they said, "Are you the Son of God?" He said, "Yes, I am the Son of God." You don't say that to a bunch of people that are going to kill you if you say that you're the Son of God. But he still said it. He said, "Yes, I am the Son of God," because that's who I am, because he couldn't lie. So if you want to know who Jesus is, he is the truth, even if it would cost him his life. And it did, didn't it? Telling the truth cost Jesus his life. So in fact, on many occasions when he stood up for the truth, he almost got himself killed, and then ultimately he did. You don't go around saying you're the bread of life. I'm not here saying this morning, I am the bread of life. Or I don't go around saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Or I don't go around saying, in me is living water. I mean, Jesus, you know, he was either crazy or mad. All these statements are 100% true, and they're true because he is the truth. And that truth is worth following. And finally, he is the life. The way that he lives brings life to people. So if you copy the way that he lives, you have life. And that life flows through you. Can you remember the guy who was lowered on the mat through the house? And Jesus said to him, "My son, your sins are forgiven." And then he rolled up his mat and said, "You're healed, off you go." Don't you think that that brought that guy life? Imagine if Jesus kind of just walked through this door. He looked you in the eye and he went, "Your sins are forgiven. And you're healed." Wouldn't that be incredible? Wouldn't that bring you life? What about that lady who had that blood condition for years and years? She stretched out and touched the hem of his garment and she was healed. He brought her life. Why did he bring her life? Because that's what he does. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. He brings people life. That is who he is. And finally, love your enemies. He asks us to do this because he's first done it. Jesus loves his enemies. Can you remember that time when he was just about to be arrested? They came and took hold of him, and someone cut off one of the soldiers' ears that came to arrest him. And Jesus stretched out his hand and he healed the ear. Why would you do that to your enemy? When someone's coming to arrest you and someone's coming to protect you by cutting off this ear, why would you stretch out your hand and heal someone's ear? It's because Jesus loves his enemies. And remember the thief on the cross. Jesus wanted him to be with him in paradise. "Today you're going to be with me in paradise." He forgave his sins, even though this guy didn't do anything but believe in him right at the last, because Jesus embodies this life of being the truth and of loving his enemies. If you feel like you're an enemy to Jesus this morning, he loves you, because that's what he does. Jesus loves his enemies. In fact, he said, while we were still sinners, while we were still enemies, he died for us. Because that's what he does. So if you feel that you've pushed away from Jesus this morning, you've become his enemy, if you think only hatred in your mind or your heart towards him, he loves you. Because that's what he does. Jesus loves his enemies. Okay, so that's what it means to wear the belt of truth. Wear that truth. Those statements are true about Jesus because that's who he is. Thank you.